Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg, don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Brought to you by Subaru. It's Uber. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, the
literally, what's wrong with me?
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
There's probably no broth soup on the menu up there. That's what you have to have is a broth soup.
A few moments later.
And they have the soups there that they have are basically chowder and chili bowl.
Wiggy's always 5 to 10 minutes behind everything.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
No.
Chicken thigh tastes different than
there
the
are
rest.
Distinct differences.
Yeah, the thigh I don't like at all.
You are.
Yeah, like almost gamey.
Yes.
Yeah. That's like, it's not gamey at all.
No, it's like it's thick, yeah. And you still get like some of the...
It's a little bit red.
And you get like the cartilage or whatever that stuff
veinage.
Is.
Yeah, veinage.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
I believe there's a lot of podcasts about like how I made this, you know? Uh-huh. People find that fascinating.
To be fair, there's a podcast for everything.
Yes.
Shime, shut up.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbor.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Okay, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. Happy Roadshow Friday. We are at Bernie's on the beach, and it could not be a more beautiful morning here in New Hampshire.
A perfect morning. Ken texted us at 4:45 saying that there were two guys that were already in line at 4:45 a.m. this morning.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, they're over there. They're over at the bar already. So there you go.
Another.
They've earned it.
Oh, wow. Glenn Ordway.
Another sausage fest for this show.
No, a lot of women here this morning.
Yes.
The girls showed out.
Yes. It's great to see you guys. We got a great show coming up this morning. And whenever we can find him, Ty Law will join us here.
No show last night.
I think he was around later in the evening. He can share that later. Tully Bantha Kane was out with us.
Yeah.
Tully's up here and Tully's going to come by later.
Yep.
And we had a near – well, first of all, I want to thank everybody at Wally's. They did a great job. Everybody who came out last night, round of applause for Wally's here on the beach. Awesome to hang out, meet a bunch of you guys last night. That was great. And then we had a slight incident that Wiggy was involved in.
Oh.
That nearly led to violence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Wally's.
I learned something new last night. Something you never touch.
I think you were gone.
I had gone at that point. What happened?
There was a band that was outloading, and all their gear was outside.
Yeah.
And Wiggy went up and touched another man's sticks.
Yeah.
Went up and momentarily played the
cymbals. Played the little things.
And the security for the band, very upset.
Very upset. Oh, walked over and was like, said, did you touch my drums? Did you touch my drums?
Yes.
Stepbrothers.
And I don't know how you resolved it, but it was almost an incident.
That's because you and Telly were staring him down. I didn't want no smoke.
Did you say I'm a Super Bowl champ?
No, I ain't saying anything. Listen, I think he was ready to take me down, but I ain't want no smoke. Not at all.
That place, Wally's, was more secure than 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh, my God. That was
– holy guacamole.
I couldn't use the restroom for a decent amount of time.
This guy's like, no preferential treatment. I'm like, I have to pee. Yeah, want to pee.
You got
to
wait till one guy comes out, one guy goes in. Like,
no, Talina got me in with the stamp on the hand. That's how I got in.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, it was great last night. Today is gorgeous here. Beautiful beach day here at Hampton Beach, and we got a lot to get to on the show, and we are delighted to be here once again. I would argue that early attendance at this road show, there are more people than any other road show that we do anywhere, so thank you for that. You guys get up, you get here early, and you're ready to go. So we have a lot to get to, including our leads coming up in just about 20 minutes or so. And then they set it at 7:20, and we'll talk about what Shams said about giant hauls that are being thrown at the Boston Celtics for Jaylen Brown and for Drew Holiday, if they are interested, Curtis.
Yeah, I mean, Wiggy and I have agreed on this. You don't prep the fan base for big changes in the second apron if it's just Drew Holiday or Porzingis.
Right.
This is Jaylen Brown. He's going to be the guy that – I don't know if he gets dealt, but he's certainly on the market.
Well, if you thought that people in mourning after Marcus Smart was annoying, just wait for me because I will be insufferable.
Oh.
They got to do – but you figure, right, because when we had Wick on and he talked about that second apron and how difficult it is to stay there. Now you got Wick's talking about that, and he owns the team. Now you got a new owner who's coming in, and he's looking at a team next season that is going to be without their best player in Jason Tatum. And you know that you have to move on from some pieces, so you got to start looking, okay, how do we get that next potential – dynasty run when Tatum comes back in 2 years, and what does that look like, and how do I save myself some money next year getting ready for that year?
I just think you're setting up Joe Mazzulla for a tough road ahead, because if you get rid of Jaylen after he finally, and I put that all on Joe Mazzulla because he really did figure out how to handle the two Jays together and have them buy in.
Uh-huh.
If you take away Jaylen Brown and you're just expecting if you pluck and play somebody else, another superstar that you can bring in to create this new dynasty, who knows if Jason and him are gonna mesh, if they're gonna jive. And that could take a long time. So you're setting Joe Mazzulla up and new ownership for a few years of disappointment from the Celtics fan base.
You're not really the focus of the Celtics shouldn't be to prevent Joe Mazzulla from having a rough go at it.
No. I'm just saying that if you're Joe Mazzulla, it's got to be in the back of your mind. If you are ownership, your job is to make sure that the fan base is happy, though. And if the next few seasons are duds, to go from championship to dud is going to be a tough break for Celtics fans.
I think they look at it as their job being the most importantly to find a way to be competitive while making money.
Yeah, no, the money part does nothing for me. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I think if you were to take a.
By the way, that's the first time you've ever said that in your life.
Hey.
But if you were to poll the fans, who cares about how much money Wick's making?
Yeah, I don't.
Who cares?
No. Like, I'm not talking about the fans. I'm talking about what I think they're gonna do. Like, I think they're. Yeah. And they're telling you it. Like they're
yeah, they're telling it. I'm sticking up for
it. It's
the
because they know you're both right. It's because they know that the fans aren't gonna like it. They're trying to get ahead of it and maybe do a trial balloon on it. I would also say that the Celtics of the 90s, what I grew up on, were always like 44 wins.
Right.
You know, outside of the years they tanked for Tim Duncan. Like, and that is purgatory.
Right.
It is the worst place in sports is to be the sixth to the ninth seed in your conference because you're not getting any talent. You need to get, you know, make a Luka trade to get lucky in the lottery. So if you want to get championship caliber again after Tatum comes back, it would behoove you to suck. And then a year or two later, you restock and you come back. As opposed to, you know, being the four seed next year, the two seed, and then, you know, but you never really back to where you were.
And you just ain't getting, like, you're not just getting a bag of balls for Jaylen Brown. Like, you're getting elite talent. Like if Jaylen Brown's going out, I want somebody to his level coming back in. I don't want no draft picks, nothing of that nature. But I think the biggest thing we talked about this yesterday, and I think Curtis brought it up, which was a good point. The Lakers sold for $10 billion. That's because the new owner knows that the arena comes with it. So this owner here spent what? $6 billion?
$6 billion.
With no arenas. He has to be thinking like, all right, somehow, some way, I got to be able to get some money back. You know, obviously I'll get it back long term, but I got to be able to recoup some money short term. And I can't continue maybe to have this giant payroll or at least be in the penalties that they potentially could be in.
Right.
So there's got to be.
You're saying he's like over here, Jaylen Brown salary. Over here, electric bill. I have got to pay the electric bill.
Could you imagine spending $6 billion on something and you're still renting?
Yeah, right.
Yes. All right. Well, anyway, interesting that it is Jaylen Brown whose name comes up when it comes to Shams, and we will listen to that.
Has he tweeted about it? Jaylen usually tweets.
No, I don't think so. I haven't seen that.
I don't think
he's
so.
He's just going through a surgery recovery.
That's right.
So we will talk about that during They Said It. Guest leads, are we squeezing guest leads in? We have Roadshow Trucker hats, so are we squeezing guest leads in later? Maybe. All right.
I met Ken's. Ken's here. Great job, Ken.
Oh, yeah. Round of applause for Ken
Laird. Good job, Ken.
Great job. All the roadshows. Great
right.
job.
A couple boos. The Pablo.
Yeah.
So I Ken and I worked together forever. I consider him one of my best friends on the planet. But we don't really spend a lot of time outside of work together because we're together all the time. We basically don't talk until 9 a.m. Saturday till noon. And but I met his college, like, best friend from college. The stories he told last night about Ken Laird.
Oh.
Wild
spicy?
Man.
Wow.
He was Northeastern's Husky of the Year.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
He was, like, he wore the mascot. He one night he did, like, a vodka luge, naked, running through the quad. It was a wild night.
Did you feel territorial over him?
I
you know
did.
How sometimes when you meet your like your best friend's childhood best friend, and you're like, uh-huh. Oh, she's my best friend.
Right.
That's probably how you guys were. With
That's how Bradford gets when Ken and I talk.
Yeah. It's fair.
All right. We'll, as I mentioned, Ty Law will be here with us soon, and we are going to play Hell Notes back at 9:20 or 9:30 or so this morning. So you can leave one of those at any time. Always incredible to meet those who leave a Hill Note or two. And I will say that we have two prominent Hill Noters that are here. At least one was here last night. And that is the Jackson guy.
Oh, man.
And Courtney's friend.
Classic.
What?
And Courtney's friend.
And he's Courtney's friend.
Yep.
Oh, no. They're the same?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, they're the same. And the full show guy is here. And
who's
Courtney,
a legend.
Courtney and I were talking to him early this morning. So,
oh, he's here too?
Yeah.
Yep,
oh,
right
okay.
There.
There's full show guy. Full show guy was asking, I don't know if we could do it, if we have the technology, but he wanted to do a live Hill Note this morning here at Bernie's. So I don't know how that works. I don't know if that's a violation of any kind of international ocean law or anything like that, but we'll try it.
Yeah, we're in Hampton Beach. Everything goes.
Everything right. goes in Hampton.
Yes.
Yeah. Except touching another man's symbols. All right.
That's true.
And if you would like to be on the show, you can call 617-779-7937. Same number to text. Chime, could we open up the Window World of Boston weather window early this morning for Curtis? Weird. weird that we're outside at Hampton and he still needs his own window, but I don't criticize. I don't ask.
It's the budget.
So what do we got out there today?
Right now where we're seated, it is 68 degrees. It feels warmer than that. Beautiful morning. Going to be 77 sunny here in Hampton Beach. A little breezy back home. Gorgeous 70 degrees, sunny skies. Going to be a breezy afternoon high of 80. Looking like 91 Sunday. But the real day, Greg, Tuesday, looking, we might hit 100 in the
Really?
Ooh,
wow.
All right.
So,
well, you can't complain, at least from my perspective, can't complain about rainy Saturdays and then complain when you get a sunny 100-degree day.
So, right.
Nope.
We gotta embrace it.
I gotta text Lindsay to see if I can come to the Echelon pool on Tuesday then.
I'm sure she would love to have you as a guest on Tuesday, whatever you want. All right. What else? There's something else I feel like. Acrobatic. We'll wrap up the week this week at some point this morning. So all of that coming up from Bernie's Beach Bar, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. Brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time New England by Harbor One Bank. They know your business like nobody's business. And by Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be born to mix. To get us started this morning, here is Courtney and what is trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox are in San Francisco now to take on Rafi Devers. 10:15, first pitch with Hunter Dobbins getting the start. Lou Maloney joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 9:15 for the MassMutual pregame show.
I know it's not the old days anymore, Curtis, but could you, for old time's sake, come right out and drill Rafael Devers this evening?
That would be electric.
I mean,
little chin music, early.
Right, Wiggy?
All right.
Well, huh? What's terrible about that?
That's terrible.
It's baseball.
Yeah.
One of the best.
Okay.
I was at the A-Rod Veritek fight game.
Yeah.
I left early, of course, before the comeback. But the feeling of the park.
Yeah.
It's the greatest feeling. When there is a legit benches clearing brawl and you got like Tanyan Sturts bloodied, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. I say put a pole up. Should they drill him? So first at bat.
A little chin music.
Yeah, why not? All right.
Jermaine, the Pacers force a game 7.
Yep.
108-91, the final in Indiana last night for game 6. Obi was the only player on the Pacers to reach 20 points, so everyone contributed in that one. The grand finale is Sunday in OKC at 8 p.m.
All right.
And that'll be after the Panthers have their parade. I believe Mitch has a video for those watching on Twitch and YouTube. Last night, Brad Marchand and the boys celebrated with Lord Stanley at 11 nightclub in Miami.
Oh, man.
Dancing to Pink Pony Club. Brad was crowd surfing for a decent amount of time, so he's living his best life, and I couldn't be happier for him. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Thinking chicken for dinner? Think Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, pick up Value Pack Signature Farms chicken drumsticks, thighs, or leg quarters, bone in, for just 97 cents a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Short on time, order pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. Our leads coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Roadshow Friday from Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, and Bernie's Beach Bar. And we got a lot to get to. I will tell you before we get to our leads, or at least start with our leads this morning, that 1 week from today, we will be on the North Shore of Massholia, and the first time we've ever had a road show up in that Rockport, Gloucester area. So we are heading there on Thursday night of next week, pregame. We're going to Mike Milbury's sister's restaurant, which is My Place by the Sea.
Yes.
And Mike will be. Mike Milbury says he'll be behind the bar that night. So
he makes a mean martini.
Okay, and then on
why? Because he punches you after
on, or he throws a shoe at you or something. Beats you with your own shoe, Curtis. And then
who throws a shoe?
I mean, really? And then Friday we will be at the Beauport Hotel. And we are looking forward to being, for the first time ever, on the North Shore. And that is Roadshow number 7. And cannot wait to see you next week for all of that. Shime was out last night, joined us up here. Shime, and there was a, I would say, kind of a half-ass pack battle last night.
Well,
wasn't very impressive with you and that guy. I don't know what happened.
It wasn't actually a pack, Greg. That was the big issue. He's not necessarily familiar with Pokemon cards. Listener's name is Corey. Great guy. Showed up with what is just basically a pre-made deck of cards, not actually packs of cards to rip.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So but he had something, though. Shine didn't even have a pack on.
Wiggy, it's because that's how difficult it is to get Pokemon cards. I tried to get some before I came last night. Not easy.
So you said that you were going to do a pack battle at the pregame, and then you didn't even bring a pack?
Well, the other guy had a pack, so the other guy pulled out some
cards. No. The other guy had like a deck of cards, which those you could find, but those aren't even packs.
Wow.
I couldn't get packs. Should have
did a deck battle.
Yeah. Well,
so
Greg, this is on you. You brought it up.
Yeah. Shime came unarmed to a pack battle.
Right.
Unprepared, really.
It's the unprepared.
See,
and unarmed.
Who has the biggest deck?
Yes.
Nailed it.
All right.
He said it was a deck.
Yeah. No. We got you. You're good. Okay. Let's go ahead, Chime, and get started, at least with this morning's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Good one. That's Billy Squire. It's actually Wellesley's Billy Squire, Shime, and Lonely is the Night. And leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. It is going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shime.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. We had last night another incident between a player and a fan. In the Pittsburgh Pirates game, reliever Dennis Santana was involved in an altercation with a fan that he claimed, quote-unquote, crossed the line. So during the second game of Thursday's doubleheader with the Tigers, at one point he was seen leaping in the bullpen up towards the stands to take a swipe at this guy. I believe Mitch is getting the video for you now if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube. Santana continued to say after the game that it was just he crossed a line, but he wanted to leave it at that. He didn't want to say what it was. Like, this is insane. We need to put people like this on blast. Like, if this guy really went over the line saying something bad, First of all, security should be handling this ASAP. A player shouldn't be taking a swipe at a guy that's like 6 feet above him in the stands. And then, like, it's just, I don't understand
You're putting it on the player. Yeah, like when you say we got to put people on blast, you're putting it on the pitcher.
No. I'm saying, like, put the fan on blast. Like, get him out of the game. Put his face everywhere. If he really said something terrible, if he said something over the line, shame him for it and get him out of there. Like, that's the whole point. The only way this is going to stop is if someone is made an example of. Like, stuff like this is going to continue to happen, whether it's words to Jaren Duran or to Santana of the Pirates or whoever. Stuff like this will continue to happen unless those people are rightly punished.
They should do it like Mad Max in Mad Max Thunderdome. They should bring the fan, and then Santana and the fan, they get in a cage, two men enter, one man leave. And so now Santana
like
and the fan can go at it. Like, there was a fan yesterday came up to me. He didn't agree with everything I said. But can you imagine him and I going in the cage to settle a dispute? And then we come out, you know, we shake hands and call it a day.
Oh. I feel like things almost went that way with whoever's drums you were molesting.
But that was my fault. Yes. I should have never put my things on his drums. Yeah. My hands. Yeah. Get your minds out of the gutter.
Obscure reference is Step Brothers.
I believe. Hey, that was a good night last night, Greg.
We got to pace ourselves, Wiggs. It's only 6:30.
Nah, don't worry about it. We'll get there, Curtis.
Okay.
His voice is working now.
That is right.
Yep. I love it.
So we showed out and we showed up.
Yes,
not everybody came and hung out with O-Town.
Well,
there were some of us here and LFO. Just don't know which one it was.
It was me. Guess what? It was me. I did not go, and I am sorry. So.
You were the one that was most excited, and you didn't go?
I know. But then I'm tired. My feet were hurting. I was wearing wrong shoes for it. It was a whole thing.
I think Wiggy is disappointed because you said you wanted to go, and so the rest of us, me and Wiggs, even though I have just finished near fatal operation to remove a tooth.
I hate when you do this.
I believe that the two of us went out
because
we wanted to make sure that you were safe and happy here.
You
LFO.
Let me walk. We said goodbye. You said, you're going to walk home? You all set? You're all set?
Yeah. Well, you said, yes, I am. I'm with my cousins.
Yeah.
I said, great. If not, both of us would walk.
And then
home.
I said,
wait a minute.
And then I
are
said,
are you really saying that I didn't? Are you going to say publicly that I didn't come over you five times last night? And
say, are you okay?
Okay.
You good? Yes.
All right.
Did.
Well, how dare you now?
But how dare you say that you came here expecting me to come here?
We did.
When you and I hugged,
did.
Kiss on the cheek, kiss on the cheek, good night.
His wife
and then
did.
I said, are you going out? You said, no, I'm 5 minutes behind you.
Well
Talina's running.
Are you going to say in front of all these people that you didn't say I'm 5 minutes behind you?
Wiggy said, Greg, would you like to meet?
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Wiggy said, would you like to meet?
You are.
Either L, F, or O.
Yep.
I said, yes, I'd like to meet whichever one it is. Do we know which one it was?
I don't think we do, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not. We'll still try to get to the bottom. But he was a really nice guy. But,
all right.
Yeah, my wife, she's super hot at you.
Well, I texted her this morning. I'm waiting to hear back.
Right. And, Greg, by the way, asking Wiggy to remember the name of someone, not exactly the right thing to do.
Yeah, but I can get LFO.
All right. Anyway, Chime, thank you. You believe that, and I don't know how you figure out in this great country of ours in which people are allowed pretty much to say what they want to say, how do you figure out when a fan says something that crosses the line, what that line is?
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, there's other fans around him, too. So they, you know, peers.
So people listen, and then they identify a fan who said something that's really bad, and then they have him thrown out of,
shame the crap out
of the stadium.
I think we all know the line. If you're yelling, you suck, suck,
that's fine.
If you're selling, trade him, that's fine.
Yeah.
If it's about the sport, that's fine. If you start talking about family members, if you're telling Jaren Duran he should have killed himself, we all know that's over the line.
Dox him.
Yeah, I just don't know how you you can control that when you have 17, 18, 30, 40,000 people that are there. I don't know how you can. But
we live in a society that makes celebrities out of people who make an ass of themselves on camera. It's one thing if you're caught doing something dumb. Somebody sees you fall down and they catch it somehow. That's funny. If you tape yourself falling down and then you share it, this is how we live today.
Yeah.
Like, that is America in 2025. The reason why they don't show people running onto the field at Fenway, Nesson, and other whatever the network is because they don't want to reward the behavior. But now it's like, in our world, it's like if you run on the field, you're more cool than the players on it.
All right, Chime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
I think there's a chance that John Henry does actually sell the Red Sox.
Oh.
And the reason I say that is all the real estate holdings around the park are great to own, whether you're the Red Sox owner or you're anybody else. It's not like they'd have to give up the buildings and the hotels and the restaurants and everything. But the amount of cash you're going to need to get into the NBA and the PGA deal and whatever else John Henry's working on has gone up astronomically, which also means that his team has gone up astronomically. I don't know what the Red Sox are, if the Lakers are $10 billion. My guess is well north of six and probably in the maybe call it $9 billion because you own the network, you own the stadium, and you own the the street in front of it. Why not do – I don't know other ways in which they can maximize revenue in the Red Sox without alienating the people that pay the bills. Like, there's no other seat – they can't put a seat on top of the pesky pole. Like, there's nowhere else that you could monetize that park. They have done a brilliant job of it. And so I think kind of like Wick's family, it's like, okay, like, what else is there to do? You've won at a high level. You don't, with the Wicks case, we don't own the building. We're not going to get that done. Let's sell now. I think it's too short-sighted of me and others to just say, well, it's Fenway Sports Group. They're never going to sell. It's a cash cow. John Henry doesn't like the headache of the fans. There's a reason they stopped doing those town halls with him on Nesson. There's a reason they edited out the booing of the fan base. If you're that rich, you like to be distanced from those that criticize you. So maybe it's not 100%, but I do think there is a legitimate chance that John Henry sells the Red Sox in an attempt to acquire a team in the NBA, the Vegas team, whatever it is.
I wish you were right, but I can't see it at all. It's a part of a portfolio that they have worked hard to assemble, and it's along with Liverpool, and the way in which Europe looks at Liverpool, it's one of the most valuable parts of that portfolio.
But I feel like Liverpool in the United States still hasn't tapped into its full potential. Like the English Premier League is slowly, it's on Saturday mornings on NBC, that type of thing. But by no means has it hit the NFL in England is much bigger than Liverpool is in the United States. And yeah. I would just say, I don't know.
The Red Sox haven't done as good a job when it comes to those potential fans or that potential market as, say, the other team that you're talking about or the other owner you're talking about, the Dodgers. Like, the Dodgers have done a great job brand-wise internationally, and certainly Shohei has helped immensely with that. But
that requires a big investment financially, something that they have been averse to. Like, I feel like in order for the Reds – John Henry doesn't like headaches. He doesn't. The fan base is going to continue to be enraged if he continues to operate this way and not reallocate the resources on the field. I just think if you get $9 billion for it and you bought it for $400 million, that's a pretty good deal.
Right, but it's probably going to take him, what, 6-7 years? Because you got to think about the other thing that they're doing right now, or they're supposed to be doing, is the $1.2 billion headquarters, right? So no one's really going to buy that until that's done. So John Henry knows, like, if I build that and get that done, think about how much this franchise or I'll be able to sell it for then.
Are you talking about the building that they're putting up on Lansdowne? I don't think – but what Curtis is saying is they can keep all of the real estate – and sell the team and be the new landlord and collect money forever from whoever buys the Red Sox. I don't think it matters where they put their headquarters.
You're saying where the new owner will come in kind of what the Celtics is doing, and he'll just buy the team, but he won't own the stadium.
Well, what if you change your mind? Instead of putting our headquarters there, we do seats like they do at Wrigley. And so you add people across the street that can look in onto Fenway Park. Yeah. I mean, there's a million things you could do.
Yeah. You could do one giant seat that is suspended right over the Mass Pike.
Yes.
Love that.
And then the person sits up there and wonders if they're going to be safe for the whole entire game.
Right. You could have Castiglione live there and just look over like the Pope.
Yes. All right. Excellent lead, Curtis. We are at Hampton Beach, New Hampshire this morning. Roadshow number 6. It's getting cloudy. Is it, Curtis? Is there any rain in the forecast? It looks like it's dark over there.
Well, Courtney did a rain dance.
You know, the beach makes its own weather. I think the ocean makes its own weather.
It really does.
But we got a lot to get to, including our leads coming up in just a little bit. Rest of them, and then they set it at 7:20 from Bernie's Beach Bar, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. A Roadshow Friday at WE.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah. It is a Roadshow Friday, and we are at Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, and at Bernie's on the beach, one of the all-time great spots on the beach in Hampton. Of course, Curtis spent a little bit of time out here yesterday afternoon.
Oh, beautiful.
One of the all-time great beaches. Always end up, when it came, I think they were saying last night, it's one of the top 10 cleanest beaches in the United States of America, Hampton.
And so I have never seen it. Every time we've been out here, it hasn't been a holiday like it was yesterday. Yeah. And walking, there must have been 50,000 people on the beach.
Yeah, it was packed. I went swimming.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got here and did a dunk. I like anytime I'm near the ocean, warm, cold, rainy, I like to jump in the ocean. It's good for you.
Excellent. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to on this morning's show here at Bernie's, and that includes They Said It coming up at 7:20. And we will talk about what Shams has said about the giant hall. Or halls that are being made available apparently to the Boston Celtics as we speak for Jaylen Brown and Drew Holiday. And we'll hear that and other things during They Said It coming up at 7:20. Squeeze some guest leads in early. Ty Law, I believe, arriving soon. we hope. Our guy Ty. He always lets it rip here in Hampton, but he should be here soon, and we're going to play Hill Notes back as we always do at 9:20 on this morning show. You can leave one of those now on the Odyssey app, and you'll see the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and leave us a voice note on any topic. But we got leads left this morning. And here is one from Courtney. Hello, Courtney.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. I hate to do this, but the WNBA needs a new PR team. They need a new communications team. They need to figure out how to make their players more likable, because This week, Kelsey Plum and the Los Angeles Sparks were in Minnesota. And I don't know if you saw this, but now that the WNBA is getting more eyeballs on it, there were some fans waiting outside of the Sparks Hotel as they were going into their bus to head to the game. And Kelsey Plum didn't love that. She didn't love all of the fans there to get her autograph. We have some audio of this.
The bus was right here.
Two hotels here.
Don't y'all find that kind of weird? Low-key? Low-key, come on.
A little, but
I'm really turned off right now.
I'm just a fan.
I know, I appreciate that.
You sign one? You put my name on it.
Awesome. I'll sign one.
Can I get you on that one?
Now, this went viral on social media after it happened, and there were some people coming to her defense saying, well, she doesn't know if it's a real fan or a reseller. Who cares? I'm sorry, who cares? If there are fans waiting for you, there were three guys out there with a photo of you, sign them. You're an Olympic gold medalist. I'm sorry. At one point, if you want the NBA treatment, you should be signing everything, taking every photo, smiling for any type of good publicity you're going to get. It just rubbed me the wrong way, especially in a time where the WNBA, besides Caitlin Clark, keeps getting put in headlines for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I can't see it. So are they like weird dudes?
They're autograph seekers. You could tell by the way
know they're autograph
seekers. Yes, yeah.
No, but they're resellers.
But who cares?
That's what I'm asking.
But
how do you know that?
Because look at the photo. They're all in. They have multiple photos, multiple cards in like one giant photo album. That generally tells me that these are people that get our autograph and then they take those autographs and then they sell them on eBay or at their store or wherever it is.
But isn't the way around that to ask them their name and then you just say to Tim and sign it?
Yeah, that's the way around it.
I mean, that's how I do it in public.
He says, just one, I'm a fan.
Yeah, but he's not a fan. You could tell he's not.
Who cares, Wiggy?
Listen,
are you saying they need a laundry cart to push him around in or push her around in?
Courtney, I would have signed it, but
exactly,
I'm just saying, but there are some people that maybe feel like, all right, you're utilizing this, and then you're going to sell it and make money off me. I don't know.
How many resellers were there 10 years ago for WNBA games, 5 years ago?
None.
Yeah.
The fact that they're there, that shows that there's eyeballs on there. That shows demand for your sport. Sign it and smile and keep going.
Yeah, but this is low-key really weird. Like three dudes standing outside your hotel trying to get autographs? Like, what are we doing?
Says the guy who is 32 years old throwing children's play cards at other men.
Yeah, Pokemon's fun, man. That's different. That's different than standing outside some woman's hotel looking for an autograph, Craig.
Oh, so now...
Go ahead. Sorry, finish your chime.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's kind of weird for adult men to be standing outside someone's hotel room looking for autographs.
My lead, I don't think it's weird because who cares if it's a man or a woman? They do this for baseball teams. They do this for football teams. They do this for basketball teams. Who cares? The fact that there's eyeballs on the WNBA, you should be taking that in stride. I do not like it. I think it's a bad look.
If there's sometimes I think Courtney could say anything. It's like everybody says she's wrong. Like if this is LeBron James exiting his hotel room, he's on blast as an a-hole across the country.
No way. What do you mean? These guys are like outside
LeBron
the hotel,
James,
Curtis. It's not at a basketball game.
Who cares? I'm sure when LeBron James goes to New York, whether he's at his hotel or going to get a slice at Sbarro, there are people around him that ask for his autograph.
And he probably rarely signs it because he just walked by and he has people helping him get by.
You really think if there was a video of two guys politely asking LeBron James for an autograph and they shared that and he said no, that he wouldn't be getting ripped across the country?
Yes, because it's weird, Curtis. This is weird.
Wait, so
you don't stand outside hotel rooms looking for autographs.
I feel like I'm crazy pills.
Chime, are you living in 2025?
Yes, I understand that people do it, but it's weird. That's my point.
It's almost like the Roman Anthony thing, because remember last week we were talking about how it was all like a bunch of grown men that were looking for autographs to resell, and then people are like, well, maybe you could just go back out and sign the little kid. So I guess, like, I get what Chime's coming from, and as I get what some of the athletes look at it, for being a former athlete, some of them look at it like, I'm not signing something that I know you're just going to go make money off.
Okay, but that is every single thing that they sign has the potential to be sold. And later on in their career, they run people over to go to an event to sign cards because they've created value in their name. Like you can't have it one way and not the other. Like whether it's a 45-year-old guy or a 10-year-old kid, it's nice that they want their autograph.
Let's just say 5% chance that the guy is just a normal nice guy that wants the autograph. Well, you've just lost that fan forever. Like, it's such a silly decision.
And I'm pretty sure Shime did a lead a few years ago of Justin Bieber not wanting to take photos or sign autographs with a fan and called it a douche move.
I've never had a Justin Bieber lead in my life,
Courtney. Pretty sure we did this. Pretty sure we did
this. Courtney, I will guarantee you 1,000% I've never done a Justin Bieber lead before in my life.
All right, I'll get Jackson on it. He'll be quick.
Okay, that's – yeah, oh, yeah.
Are you sure about that? Chime, you sure?
Sure about what? Not having done a Justin Bieber lead? Yes, yeah. I'm positive. I've never done a Justin Bieber lead
I'm
in my life.
Okay. All right. All right, Courtney. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are at Bernie's Beach Bar, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, on a Friday. Is there a major storm arriving, Curtis? Are we going to be okay here? It looks like dark clouds.
Where were you for the perfect storm?
What year was it?
The 90s, I think.
The early
90s. No, I don't know. It's the movie with,
George Clooney and Paul Wahlberg.
October 22nd.
Yeah.
The worst Boston accent in the history of movies was by Wahlberg's wife. What's her name in that movie? Oh, my God. The worst accent. Horrific.
The character who plays the character who is Wahlberg's character's wife in that movie?
Yes, it's the worst Boston accent I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, I don't. Who is it?
Diane Lane.
All right. Great actress, though.
Oh, she's so good.
This would be so helpful if every day instead of Googling it, we just have.
I like the movie where Diane Lane is having the affair with a guy and Richard Gere kills him.
Yeah, the Spanish dude, right?
Yeah.
That's who she's having the affair with. Like, he was like a painter or something.
You love that. You'd love that.
Yeah. Look that up.
Diane Lane, Cherry from The Outsiders.
Yes. All right. Anyway, we are going to take a quick break, and then we will be back with a lead from Wiggy and a lead from yours truly on a Roadshow Friday at Bernie's on the beach here in Hampton. And Roadshows this season brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller time, New England, by Harbor One Bank. They know your business like nobody's business. And by Absolut Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be born to mix.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.